And in regards to this last couple of storms we had, last night I was out on the porch grilling and saw a wall of water heading my way and quickly started clearing off the porch. And I have never seen water blow into my porch so hard. They were predicting up to 60-mile-an-hour gusts, and I think that's what we got. We had about half a dozen trees that I've noticed so far that blew over or broke on my property. I've got one across my driveway and three down in my field and a couple more other places on my property. So that was quite a serious storm blew through here. Today's been pretty decent, other than, you know, the rains are pretty gentle in comparison. That's all I've got for tonight. This is Camp 8 PM Jackson. Back to you.
Hey, yeah, Christopher, I saw your lovely wife Kendra yesterday at the farmer's market. We got out of there just before the deluge came, which I think was probably about a half an hour to 15 minutes before the market wrapped up, and met your mom yesterday, very nice lady, 1,025 children in the family. That's a big bunch of kids, and a big bunch of parents. Hopefully you stayed dry. I wondered when Kendra told us you guys were you were camping with the big kids. I was hoping that when that rain came down that you guys weren't going to get these bellies. But sounds like you stayed dry, and yeah, we saw that rain come through yesterday, and I think we had a wind gust kick up to around 50 miles an hour. We took our flag down and rolled it up and put it on the porch, but the next door neighbor didn't fare so well. Their flagpole snapped off the fence, and who knows where it ended up. Crazy storm, even crazier today, but hopefully we can get towards summer weather and a little bit more stability. Anyway, it's good to hear from you, Christopher. Brad, KCHFJW. Brad, go ahead with your transmission.
Good evening, everyone. Anyways, this is Brad, KCHFJW, way up here in the Sioux. Ooh, is there a rough copy on some of you guys out there? Wow. But anywho, what a beautiful day. We did have a light sprinkle, but a lot of sunshine, and I can't believe it was 70 today. Oh, another beautiful day. But anyway, other than that, we worked all day today, and got to go back to work tomorrow, and it's pretty near my bedtime. So you guys had a little bit of weather excitement down there, so that's good. And to answer the questions, I do have, your question anyways, I do run all those lightning arresters, so there you go, on all the antennas. But anywho, we'll say 73, and everybody have a good evening, and hopefully we'll catch you all next week. KEHFJW, back to net control.
Okay, Brad, good to hear from you all the way up in Sault Ste. Marie. I was wondering if you guys were going to get any of that weather that was coming from our direction, but sounds like it possibly fizzled out before it got to you. 70 degrees today was great. It was very surprising that it heated up so quickly, considering it cooled down quite a bit yesterday. But anyway, glad you had decent weather, and we're looking forward to some of that down here once the storms out of the Midwest decide that they're done for that. At this time, we've reached the bottom of the list. This is WATCM. There being no further check-ins, before we close the bed set, does anybody have any questions, concerns, or comments?
Recheck KEHFJW.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, first a comment. K8FJW, really clear signal coming in from whatever repeater he's coming in from up there in Sault Ste. Marie, Upper Peninsula. The other thing was, if Mike, November 8th, November Papa Kilo is still on. After the net, I'll give you a little bit more information on that monitor. Back to net.